Every Easter season, we journey through the Acts of the Apostles in our first reading at daily Mass and Sunday Mass. We're here in, all the way in Acts chapter 6, and we're introduced to this character, Stephen, the seven deacons. Stephen is going to be martyred in the next chapter, Acts chapter 7, which we're going to get to on Wednesday. On Wednesdays, I meet with the seventh grade religion teacher and another teacher in the school, and I meet with the seventh grade boys. There's two sessions, and we were just talking about the theme of forgiveness this past Wednesday. And lo and behold, the scripture passage that we used was Acts chapter 7, the stoning of Stephen. And we'll get to that here at Daily Mass, but as we all know it, we're familiar with the story, but it's so good to review and renew our hearts and minds and souls with scriptures every day, every year, the liturgical cycle. Stephen forgives, on that theme of forgiveness, forgives those who are stoning him. He literally prays just like Jesus did on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The men who were stoning Stephen lay their cloaks at the feet of Saul, and the teacher and the boys, it was new to them about this forgiveness of Stephen and his prayer, the power of intercessory prayer, leading to God's work in the heart, mind, and soul of Saul, becoming the great St. Paul. Okay, our psalm today. Let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Tomorrow's reading, Sunday's gospel, we need to think about trust. We're not to be afraid of the storms of life. We're not to be afraid of the turmoils, the struggles. Who and what do we place our trust in you? Who and what do we place our trust in? We need to place our trust in Jesus, just like last Sunday, the divine mercy and the image, the five words at the base of the image, Jesus, I trust in you. So Lord Jesus, increase our faith and increase our trust. In this gospel today, Jesus demonstrates his authority over nature. That's incredible, his authority over nature. He's the creator of all things, and everything that he created, he said, was good. Jesus has all authority over nature. How? By walking on the sea. Three times we're told in the gospels about the story of Jesus walking on the sea. Aside from that, we have three times he calms the storm or calms the sea. Just by his word spoken, his authority is demonstrated explicitly in our gospel today. Water is, through the scriptures, a symbol of what? Danger, death, chaos, even the demonic. We learned from one of the exorcists at the seminary. The water symbolized the demonic or the demonic presence, similar to the desert, when Jesus goes out in the desert. Okay, danger, chaos. At the very beginning of time, when all was a formless waste, Genesis tells us that the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the surface of the waters. This signals God's lordship, his authority, his lordship over all of the powers of darkness and disorder. In the Old Testament, the Israelites are escaping from Egypt, and they confront the waters of the Red Sea. Through the prayer of Moses, they are able to walk through the waters. And in the New Testament, this same symbolism is found. In all four Gospels, there's a version of this story of Jesus mastering the sea. The boat with Peter and the other disciples, you've heard this, represents the church, the followers of Jesus. And it moves through the waters as the church moves through time. All types of storms, chaos, corruption, danger, persecution, even our own stupidity will inevitably arise. But Jesus comes walking on the sea. This is meant to affirm his, not only his lordship, but affirm his divinity. Just as the Spirit of God hovered over the waters in the beginning, so Jesus hovers over them now. So let us turn to our Lord Jesus. He is King. He is Savior. He is Lord. He is everything. Let us turn and put our trust in him more so today. Amen.